Bears' Mitchell Trubisky wants Hollis Hall TVs off to silence critics. By Dylan Gwynn on November 7, 2019. Bears quarterback Mitchell Trubisky quit social media to get away from naysayers and critics. Now the struggling second-year QB has taken another step towards insulating himself and his teammates' criticism. He wants the TVs at Hollis Hall turned off. Trying to get some of these TVs in the building turned off because you've got too many people talking on TV about us and what they think about us. What we should do, what we're and what we're not, Trubisky said on Wednesday. But they don't really know who we are, or what we're capable of as people, or what we're going through, or what we're thinking. It's just the outside viewers looking in. So tunnel vision, earmuffs and just come to work every day and try to get better and get back to what we know we're capable of doing. According to ESPN. Trubisky, 25, is having a forgettable third NFL season. The second overall pick of the 2017 NFL Draft. Trubisky might not even pass for 2,500 yards or throw for double-digit touchdowns. By comparison, 16 other quarterbacks have already thrown for over 2,000 yards. After seven starts, Trubisky has 1,217 passing yards with 5 touchdowns and 3 interceptions and is 31st in the league in QBR, 34.8. Offensively, the Bears rank near the bottom in most statistical categories. Chicago had 9 total net yards in last Sunday's loss to the Eagles. The Bears failed to record a first down in that game until under a minute left until halftime. While Trubisky isn't the only player have a rough season for Chicago, he is certainly having the worst season. Plus, he plays the most high-profile position on the team. So, while the second overall pick can claim that turning the TVs off is about protecting the team from criticism, the reality is the vast majority of that criticism is directed squarely at him. Bears coach Matt Nagy sees much of the problem in terms of the fans' expectations. It is totally different this year in terms of expectations, Nagy said. Because last year there aren't those outside expectations. No one knew exactly what we were getting into, last season. And then we made a little run. We ended up winning the division. And we put ourselves in a great opportunity to where now the expectations are meteoric. Now they're just extremely high for a team that's coming from where we were coming from. And that's great. We're not asking for anything different. We want that. If you don't crave that pressure and you don't crave that, then you shouldn't be on this team. The Bears will take on the Lions in a crucial divisional matchup on Sunday. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter at @TheMightyGwynn.